Okay, gentlemen, back to Simon Tovrish. Lama, this is the final shiur before the holidays, and as mentioned, there will be pre-recorded shiurim et Hashem for the holiday period. You will be updated. Is that okay? Yeah. Through the you'll be updated, but there will be et Hashem. There will be live in time for the holidays. Beis Hashem. So more on that, Hashem, to details to follow. Simon Tov Reish Lamed Siv Gimel Rabbeis Ha'olu Shteit Fana Zuke Negezer Uvinei Mefulosh. Yesterday we discussed the gum sukkah, the R-shaped sukkah. And we discussed that you got two walls plus an additional tefach. We explored exactly the details of that additional tefach. That's not really one tefach, it really means four tefachim. We discussed that, Lochem Hashem Sinai, Lovud, etc. Today we're going to be discussing the two walls, which are not in the L shape, but rather they are parallel to each other. One wall like this, and the other wall parallel to that. And so there's nothing connecting, they're parallel to each other. You've got two walls like this. Uvinei mefulosh, and meaning you've got an area in between that is through, so it's open air, as you were. Ve'oizet oifen sheish baruch va'abot fochim. U'mashu ma'amidu epochim shloish shosom uchlechot mishtat fonos kshayro. So in this particular scenario, is that a picture of Seif Beis? You might also have a picture of Seif Beis. Tov Reish Lamed Siv, sorry, Seif Gimel. What you will be seeing is two walls opposite each other, and then you've got a third wall, which is you have a third wall, which is, yeah, let's see, is there a picture? Let's have a look. Tofresh Lamed Siv Beis. There will be, I'm sure there will be. Yeah, so the picture you'd give over here will give quite an indication of what is going on. So just don't look at all the details, but it will give you quite a clear indication. If you look at picture you'd give over here. So what can you see? You can see two opposite walls. The third wall being one tefach wall, but being connected to one of the walls through Tzuras HaPesach. Shetakim kana me'apas al ha'doifen ha'acher, v'yesh oim she'en tzorech Tzuras HaPesach. Picture Yud Gimel, very... So in what way is this different than the previous case? The previous case, you had a starting point of being much more enclosed because you had the two walls which are connected. So that gave you a good starting point. And then the third wall only needs to be connected to some extent. Here, because they're opposite, it's more open, it's less constrained, enclosed. It's much less enclosed because you've got one wall on this side parallel to another wall. What we are saying now is that in order to achieve the third wall, which you've got to have, the third wall, what you do is a Tzuras HaPesach, meaning a door shape frame, just a frame, you don't actually need a door, just a frame, a shape of a door, and lead on one side being connected to the door, the other side just having one tefach, just one tefach. So as you saw in the picture, the example would be, you've got over here a wall, this would be a wall, you've got over here also a wall. Now what you're doing over here is, this side or that side, doesn't make a difference. You have a Tzuras HaPesach, which is open, but you have a shape of a door over here, and then you're connecting this to one tefach wall over here. So that would be the third wall. One wall, two walls,
and this will be the third wall.
So that's what he says. I'm going to read the words from Chinuch and Siv Gimel again. So if you've got two walls opposite each other, and between it it's open. What you make a third wall, you made the door for four tfachim, you connect it to the wall, and through it says, Pesach will be kosher. You got to have a tzuras haPesach. What's a tzuras haPesach? What's the definition of a door frame, of the shape of a door? What is it exactly? You make sure that you have something on top that it actually looks like a shape of a door. So there has to be something on top, like a wooden piece or something. Some say they don't actually need a tzuras haPesach. There's no need for a tzuras haPesach. Some say. The Ramos says, what happens if you've got over here, again, we said this wall over here is a full wall, and this is a full wall. What happens, says the Ramos, if I've got over here a wall? What happens if I've got a wall over here? Which is, as he says, seven tfachim wall over here. Seven tfachim wall over here. So then you don't need to do any tzuras haPesach. You don't need anything, because you've got one wall, two walls, and three walls. Look no further. You have done your three walls now. But he make a doif and shiva below lovut and so can so as a pesach so if a koisel. Hoil ve ike doif and shiva shu shir hechsha sukkah. This is by having seven tvachim, this is a kosher wall. The culture can change so as a pesach shah doif and shlema. Even more so, if this is sholem, if this is complete, going all the way, then you for sure don't need any so as a pesach because you've got three full walls, which is beautiful. What some people who make a tzuras haPesach, there's no need for it. You don't actually need it. So Abay Sad, you get this clear. If you've got one wall over here, one wall over here, one way of doing it is by having a tzuras haPesach over here and thereby getting to seven tfachim. Another way is literally having a seven tfachim wall over here, which even if it doesn't reach the end, it's still going to be okay. Abay Sad, it's an important point. Even if this would be much longer than 7 tfachim, if you've got a wall over here which goes 7 tfachim, even if there is a hole afterwards, it's still kosher. Why 7 tfachim? What's the key number of 7? Why 7? Pardon? 20.
What,
20? Why if you have 7 tfachim over here, the sukkah is going to be kosher even if this wall is further away? The answer is very important. The answer is because a sukkah will be kosher on a 7-on-7 tfachim area. So I don't really need a wall more than 7 tfachim. It's true there may be a gap over here, but in principle, I could have 7 tfachim on 7 tfachim will be kosher. Therefore, any wall which is 7 tfachim is kosher and is fine. Yeah, and he says, certainly, if you go all the way till the other wall, of course, you've got three beautiful walls, and that's perfect. And that leads us to another question, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Mishtabur, which I didn't discuss yesterday, but I want to mention it now, which is the following point. Yeah. What we learned yesterday and today that you really need to have three tfachim. You need to have three walls. You need three walls. So the question I'm asking now is that lechatchila or not? We learned three walls fine. Three walls fine. Is that lechatchila b'diavad? To rephrase my question, are you meant to have ideally four walls?
Yes.
You
should have
four. Yes.
And without all the tricks. Without
it's a b'diavad. It's not great. Ideally, you want to have.
Yeah, perfect. Four walls
with schach. Yeah? Four walls is schach, gold way, conventional four walls is schach. So it may seem, to me, it does seem like a bit of a chiddush. The word b'di'evet is exaggerated. The word b'di'evet is exaggerated because at the end of the day, we've got halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. We've got that three walls enough. Furthermore, you look at all Masechet Sukkah from cover to cover. It goes to so many examples and scenarios, as we're doing now in Tov Reish Lamed. So many cases that three walls are sufficient. And we discuss how do these three walls qualify. However, it's not b'di'evet. But the Mishnah over here tells us, ideally, I'm going to read the words of the Mishnah. He says, ideally, I'm going to read you the words. One second, I've got to find it. Where is it? Yeah, it's in the next. It's in the next sif. It's in sif chof ches. It's in sif chof ches. So I'm just in the next sif, but I want to mention it here in this context. If you look in sif kotn chof ches. He says, "Mechitzah shleima, zoyt shleima, shleil de eitzah shelovod b'tzuras haPesach." We can avoid lovod b'tzuras haPesach. That's exactly the words that he said. You should avoid a sukkah with lovod b'tzuras haPesach. And now here's the point. Have you got it, Gideon?
Yeah.
Uvilchah shel Reb Yitzchok Geis roisi shekosav gam kein. The lemitzah min amufcha. Ideally, if you can, you should have. Beinon she sholosh tfonos a sukkah stumos mikol chayser. You gotta have at the very least, three complete walls without. Without lovewood, etc. And what he means over here is that just the door, I think that's what he means, just the door should be open, but ideally should have it completely, I don't know if he means three walls, it sounds much more, that the sukkah should be enclosed from all areas besides the door. So you basically, what he means is, excluding the door, you've got to have four walls. Now good sukkah is a four-walled sukkah. And of course, lovewood works, of course, Dovin Akuma works, of course, good asik works, good achis, they're all great, and we will be learning in the pre-recorded shiurim, you'll see a lot about those cases. They work, of course, they work, the Bas Homa Sakhasuk is plenty of those cases. Ideally, though, you should make a four-walled sukkah the old-fashioned way. You know, like the old-fashioned four-walled sukkah and tzchach, yeah? So ideally, if a person can have that's great. So that's in the best possible way. But of course, they qualify. I don't even know the word b'di'evad. I think b'di'evad is even a bit of an exaggerated nusach. It's not b'di'evad. It's not b'di'evad. B'di'evad sounds a bit too negative. Yeah, it's not b'di'evad. It's just the ideal way of having a sukkah is four complete walls. Pardon? Yeah, perhaps that's the right way of putting it. The mitzvah min amufcha is to have four complete walls.
So, practically speaking, especially in England, I mean, you have have one side open.
You could have it in the inbuilt sukkahs. You could have a lot of the inbuilt sukkahs. Often, I don't have four full walls. So you're relying on various additional halachas. So maps that, but also even outside, I'm trying to think: is it necessarily four? I'll tell you because sometimes you're relying on lovewoods and dofen akumos and things like that. So he says, ideally, don't rely on that. I don't know. I was always misupik about this. What do you think? Does it mean why you men have four walls? Why is it because? Is it because if you? Because you may make a mistake. These halachas are very complex. Not everybody is zoicha to learn mishtabua properly with all that. So some people make mistakes. You can see mistakes at times. Is that pshat? So therefore, according to that, it's just good advice. Good advice. Make four walls, old-fashioned, conventional. Everything will be good. Which is good advice. Or is pshat? No. Even if you get it 100% right, solid, you ask the greatest Dayan and Rav in town to double check, and you know it's 100%. Nevertheless, you're meant to ideally have four walls. So it's a big nafkamina. What do you think?
It's not practical to sleep in three walls. It's open. It's not so comfortable.
You say that there's a lack of comfort. Sukkah is meant to be comfortable.
It's not if the double doors open, it's not too big, so it's not because it's a wall. It could be, sometimes it is. So you're saying that there is a lack of
comfort and therefore lack of dira and therefore lack of mitzvah shiva sukkah. Perhaps a bit of that as well. Yeah. So a component what we find over here is the Mishnah Berurah says ideally one should have in the name of Maritz Gias, a person should have four complete walls. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The definition of a complete wall, according to the way he's saying, is a wall that extends the entire length and the entire width of that side, or is a complete wall just a one that's halakhically
wide? This is a good question. How would you learn and interpret the words of the Mishnah Berurah? Enclosed, closed, sealed, from all the sides. What does it sound like? Probably sounds like. Yeah, that's it probably sounds like that. Yeah. Does that also include not to have windows? Because you're saying you have complete walls. Does that mean don't have windows? Does it mean that?
System closed doesn't mean necessarily mean opaque.
Yeah, it means so. There is certainly would have interpreted this the way you are. There is a rumor of the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish refrained from having windows in the sukkah because of that. He said stumos means enclosed completely, and that means without windows. I don't know how what the Chazon Ish meant. Does he mean an open air window? Would that qualify or not? Would that be okay or not? It's called sitter closed, right? I think it means probably a window, like an open air window. I'm talking about that as well, right? So probably means that. I think that window would probably be okay. But the complete opening, Chazon Ish said that because of this, one should refrain from doing that. The walls need to be completely enclosed. Completely enclosed. Okay. I think we'll close over here for tonight. We'll carry on we'll continue in the... On Tisha B'Av, I know. Monday we are already remote. Yeah. Okay. So having said this, gentlemen, I will take this opportunity to wish you a very nice holiday, a very relaxing holiday, and we should come back with refreshed koichas, and hopefully Tisha B'Av we should fast well, Be'ez Hashem, and. And there should be a should have the Gula Shlem in Mitzvah Shem, this Tisha B'Av. And Mitzvah Shem will need to fast. Mitzvah Shem will need to fast. But if you do, then you should fast well and should go over well and relaxing and refreshing holiday Be'ez Hashem. And we will be in touch Be'ez Hashem. Okay.